This is Smart Tech, episode 1506. Meerkats are not just mongooses anymore. Hello, and welcome to this environmentally aware episode of Smart Tech. I'm your host, Chuck Minear. Now, according to Wikipedia, a meerkat is a small carnivoran belonging to the mongoose family. It is the only member of the genus Sirikata. Meerkats live in all parts of the Kalahari Desert in Botswana, in much of the Namib Desert in Namibia, and southwestern Angola, and in South Africa. A group of meerkats is called a mob, a gang, or a clan. So if you see a bunch of meerkats, you can either call them a mob, a gang, or a clan, a lot like teenagers. A meerkat clan often contains about 20 meerkats, but some superfamilies have 50 or more members. In captivity, meerkats have an average lifespan of 12 to 14 years, and about half of this in the wild. And so you've tuned into Smart Tech and you're going, Chuck, why are you talking about meerkats? Well, this has a lot to do with technology, at least during the month of March 2015, because meerkats are now not just mongooses or in the mongoose family, but they are now in the technology family. So in February of 2015, the current incarnation of an app called Meerkat, named after our favorite mongoose family type animals, came on the market. It'd been developed for a while and changed and was rebranded, but February was really when it came out. By the middle of March, this app had 300,000 subscribers, and it was growing and is purportedly still growing at the recording of this podcast, which will air around the first week of April 2015. It's reportedly growing at the rate of 30% a day. So it's really taken off, and it'll probably be, by the time you hear this episode, it'll probably be a million users or so. In fact, as of the middle of March, there were reportedly around 13,000 to 15,000 meerkat streams going on every day and about 60,000 people watching it per day. And with 2,261 concurrent viewers. So that's a lot of people, and especially in the that short period of time. And a lot of people, a lot of celebrities, Jimmy Fallon and Ashton Kutcher, Al Roker, have all used Meerkat. When I heard about it was listening to MacBreak Weekly on the Twit Network. Leo Laporte was using Meerkat during one of the broadcasts of MacBreak Weekly. So what exactly is Meerkat? Well, I'm sure you all know what Twitter is. If you don't know, I don't know what bush you've been hiding under. Even if you don't know exactly what it is, you've heard of it. You've heard of Twitter, you've heard of tweeting, and you've heard of hashtags, which all come from Twitter. Twitter is an app. It's a social media network which allows you to broadcast, which is what you're really doing, broadcast up to 140 characters at one time. And when it started, people were thinking, what are you going to do with 140 characters? Well, the world has become a headline world. Instead of reading articles, people read headlines, and Twitter's basically headlines. And I have to admit that I was a little late in adopting Twitter because I was in the same boat. I thought, I really don't want to tweet out to people what I had for breakfast. Nobody cares. And I can't really say anything deep in 140 characters. So maybe this isn't my thing. But as I've finally joined the Twitter universe, and I'm on Smart Tech. I should be using Twitter, right? And I am now. But as I started to join, I saw the power of it, that you can get ideas across to people or make announcements or at least the headline, which, when you look at a whole bunch of papers in the old days, you go and there'd be a newsstand. You go up to a newsstand and you'd see a whole bunch of papers. What would catch your attention would be the headlines. And so you would look at the headlines. Oh, that looks interesting. And then you would buy that paper and read that article. That's what Twitter is. It really is a headline service. And you can embed links in your tweets and take people to more in-depth articles, whatever you want to do. But people have really learned to do whole tomes almost in 140 characters or less. So what Meerkat does is it latches on to that, the Twitter system, and it lets you broadcast. Instead of broadcasting 140 characters, I'm going to broadcast a link to a live video feed. Now, what's interesting to me when I went back and I looked at our archives in the 50 or so episodes that we've done of Smart Tech, I have not done one on Twitter, which just amazes me. Sometimes, you know, it's the forest for the trees kind of a thing. We will do one in the future. But for right now, the thing about Twitter is when you tweet something in Twitter, it's public. It goes out there into cyberspace, and anybody can look at it. But the people who tend to look at it are people who subscribe to your Twitter feed, because there's so many tweets going on in the world at one time. The chances of somebody seeing your tweet are pretty small. You know, there's millions of them. So what you do is you get people who are also on Twitter to subscribe to your Twitter channel. And then when you tweet, they get a message or they have a feed, a Twitter feed, and your message comes up in their feed because they've subscribed to your Twitter feed. You can also use hashtags, a little hash mark, tic-tac-toe sign. And when you tag something with that, people can also search by those hashtags. That's why people use them. So let's say that you're tweeting about the Academy Awards live. Somebody will write their little thing and then hashtag Academy Awards or Academy. And now anybody who wants to read about the Academy Awards, if they know that people are using the hashtag Academy, they'll do a search for hashtag Academy and all these tweets will come up. And then people can read about that event. Or if there's some event in the world, like when all the upheaval was going on in Egypt, there were thousands and thousands of people tweeting messages out of Egypt and out of Libya when that situation was going on, was hot and heavy. And so they would hashtag Arab Spring and people could look those up and see what was happening. They could see a feed from thousands of different people all reporting at the same time. They could see everybody's tweet coming in with those hashtags. And so hashtags focus people who might not be subscribed to your feed on a certain subject. And that's why they're used. And now they're used in other services too. But that was a Twitter innovation. So what Meerkat does is you basically download this app onto your mobile device. It only works on a mobile device. It does not work. You can see a Meerkat feed on a computer, but you can't create a Meerkat feed, at least at this point, on a computer. It's meant to be live video. When you call up the app, you put in a subject. It says, write what's happening. So you put in, let's say that you wanted to show a bunch of your friends your daughter's recital. So you'll say, you know, Sally's recital happening now or something like that. And you hit the stream button. And once you do that, your video camera comes on and you're videotaping whatever's there. And it's sending it out to a stream of video. It's like a live video. It's like a broadcast over television, except it's on the internet. Now, at the same time, a tweet goes out from your account and there's a link to this Meerkat stream. And so when you tweet out the link, people can click on that. It opens a Meerkat app and they can watch your broadcast live. Anybody can do it, but the ones who tend to do it are the ones who are subscribed to your Twitter feed. And they can also send it to somebody else. In fact, when you look at the Meerkat site, they have something called Rules of Meerkat. So the first rule of Meerkat is everything that happens on Meerkat happens on Twitter, that people who are on Twitter can see your Meerkat feed. streams will be pushed to followers in real time. So if there's somebody who follows you through Meerkat, they'll get a push notification, which means it comes up on their phone and they see it right away, and they can go watch your video feed. People can only watch it live, no reruns. And this is the big thing. It is a live video feed. Once the video feed is over, it's over. You can't rewind it or whatever. Now, the nice thing about Meerkat is that it will ask you, would you like to save this to your phone? If you have enough memory on your phone or your iPad, whatever mobile device you have, you can actually save the video to your device. And then if you want to put it on YouTube or something like that, you can. So I see a real plus to this. I mean, right off the top of my head, you know, your kid's doing a recital, grandma's back east or the family's back east, and they can't be there, but they want to see it, and they want to see it as it happens. You use Meerkat to record the event. I'm going to use Meerkat. I'm going to record the event, or I'm going to broadcast the event using my Twitter feed, and then I'm going to save it to my phone. So now I'll have a copy of it locally, not in the cloud, but people who wanted to could tune in right then and they could see what's going on. You can also schedule it, by the way. So you can type what's happening, hit schedule, and it will stream at a certain time and send the tweet out at a certain time. So, you know, if you wanted to, for example, set your phone up somewhere and hit the schedule button and schedule it, the phone will come on, it'll turn the camera on, and it'll record and broadcast at a certain time. And theoretically, you don't even have to be there to oversee the whole thing. But remember, the privacy of Meerkat is the same as the privacy of Twitter. You can in Twitter block somebody. If there's somebody who's stalking you or making obnoxious comments all the time, you can block that person from Twitter. But if somebody really wants to get to you on Twitter, what they do is they just create a new Twitter account with a new handle, and then they subscribe to your feed again. So it's not really hard to get around being blocked by somebody. So that means everybody on the web can watch it. So if I send a tweet to grandma with the feed of the performance, grandma can then tweet out to all of her followers, hey, watch my granddaughter on this. And she can forward that to everybody else, and they can tweet it. And you can see if one person in each group starts, you know, retweeting, you could have thousands of people getting this tweet and potentially logging in and watching your video. So there is no privacy, but the video does go away. As soon as it's over, it's over. You can't log in later. So it seems kind of fun. You know, I've tried it out. It's basically when something's going on and you want to get it out there quick, you want to do it live. The quality of Meerkat is surprisingly good. It's not, you know, fuzzy or jerky or whatever, although there is a time delay. When you start your Meerkat feed, there's probably a 15 to 30 second delay. Might not be 30 seconds, 15 to 20, 25 second delay from when you broadcast the signal to when somebody receives the signal, just because it has to, you know, be compressed. It has to go to the Meerkat server. It has to be reserved out to a web page that somebody can log into. So, so it's not immediate, but it's pretty darn close to immediate, you know, within 20 seconds. And as I said, the quality is good, and you know, people can log in and see things right away. The bad part about it is if you don't have the link and you're not there at the beginning, you don't get to see the whole whatever it is. But as I said, I think Meerkat's kind of neat. You can use it to do the video, save the video, and then maybe put it onto YouTube or something, or edit it, or have a chance to clean up the video, whatever I want to do. I know some places like churches have started to use Meerkat to broadcast their service live. That doesn't mean they're not recording their service and making it available, but it's a way to do a live video stream easily without having to do all the configuration and setup. And there's an app for the phone for it that'll take people right there. So I don't know. What do you think? Do we need another social media service? I've used Meerkat a couple times. I think it has its niche. It's certainly growing like crazy now. If I were the people who invented this, I'd wait a little bit longer till it starts to peak, and then I'd sell it to somebody and take my money and run. But I do not know how Meerkat makes its money. There's also a point system, so you can see how many people have logged into your Meerkat streams compared to somebody else and how interesting your Meerkat streams are if you're into that kind of stuff. If you go to our website, www.smarttech.tv, SMARTTECH.TV, I will put in the show notes a link to the Meerkat app. The best part about Meerkat is it's absolutely free. So try it out. Doesn't hurt. But you do have to have a Twitter account. So if you're not using Twitter, you can't use Meerkat. But if you are using Twitter, this might be something you want in your arsenal just because you never know when you'd use it, but there might be a news thing or something that you just want people to be able to see. And this is really an easy way to broadcast an event real time over the internet and let people watch it. I'd really like to know what you think. And if you're going to set up a Meerkat account, I'd really like to see it. I think it'd be fun to see some of our listeners, to meet you through Meerkat, and to be able to see what you come up with. If you go to our website, smarttech.tv, up in the top right corner, the very right corner, there's a little bird. And when you scroll over him and you click on him, it takes you to our Smart Tech Twitter account. And you can follow me, and I'll follow you. And then when you do a Meerkat broadcast, I should be able to see your tweet about that and to go see what you're doing. So that's pretty neat. And of course, there's other ways to connect to us on the Smart Tech website. All you have to do is go to our website, smarttech.tv. And over on the right-hand side, you can sign up for our newsletter, which is easy to do and it's free. And we don't sell or give away information. It's just there to let you know what's going on with Smart Tech. Underneath that is an iTunes link. And if you, most people download their podcasts from iTunes. It's still the number one distributor. So it's the biggest button. And if you use iTunes on Windows or Mac, if you click on that, you can subscribe to iTunes for Smart Tech, and you'll just automatically get a download every time there's a new episode. So that's pretty neat. Underneath that, you'll see some other social media buttons. One of them says RSS. If you're using a podcatcher, I use Downcast, but whichever one you use, they'll want the RSS feed. So you click on that, and you can copy that RSS feed and paste it into your podcatcher, and you can do the same thing as iTunes. And we also have a YouTube and a Facebook link. But this last week, we've had something kind of exciting. What we've been doing is podcasts are broadcast, basically, from the production company. And that's me. And so I broadcast this, but I make links available to different networks. I'll call them networks like NBC, CBS, NBC, but for podcasts. iTunes is the biggest of that, and we're available on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and search for Smart Tech, you'll find us. But there's a few other networks that are out there, and we're slowly becoming affiliated with those. Our first one that we joined after iTunes was one called techpodcast.com. So if you go to techpodcast.com, you can see our tech podcasts. These are all podcasts about tech in one place. If you're a tech head, you might want to go there and do some exploring. It's an easy place to do it. There's also a network called Stitcher, and Stitcher is a radio on demand network. And so you can listen to music, you can listen to talk radio, you can listen to regular radio stations, and you can also listen to Smart Tech on Stitcher. The nice thing about Stitcher is they have their own app. So you could, if you don't have a podcatcher and you don't really want one, you can go download the Stitcher app for free, subscribe to the various shows you like, whether they're a podcast, whether it's a radio show, whether it's a talk radio show, whether it's a certain type of music. And now you'll have direct link to those things right with the Stitcher app. And that's free. You just go to iTunes store or to your Android store and you download the Stitcher app. And we're on Stitcher. But this week we've joined another network. We've joined the TuneIn network. TuneIn is a lot like Stitcher. It's a radio, podcast, music network. And there's some big names on that network. And we're one of those names, maybe not such a big name, but we're a name. We're on the network. We're part of the TuneIn network. And you can get to the TuneIn network by going to tunein.com. And they also have an app that you can download, just like the Stitcher app, and you can subscribe to different shows. The reason I joined the TuneIn network is TuneIn is one of the main networks that the Amazon Echo uses. And if you remember in the last episode, 1505, we talked about the Amazon Echo, and I told you I really liked it. And one of the things you can do is you can ask Alexa on the Amazon Echo to listen to certain shows, and it'll automatically play. The trick to using Alexa well is to go into the Amazon Echo app, and you can create playlists, and those playlists sit in the cloud, and then Alexa and the Echo, you know, accesses those playlists. And so you could put smart tech in that playlist now, and you could just play us right from your Echo with a voice command. So that's something to try too. Lastly, I'd like to talk about a new widget I have in the side of our website. Those little buttons on the right side of our website are called widgets. And I put a latest podcast widget in. That's brand new. There's one main feed of our website. And so when we post a blog post, which is just text or pictures, it moves the podcast down the list a little bit. And if people go to our website and they're looking for the latest episode, they might not see it right in front of them because I might have posted a blog post since the last episode. So no fear. You don't have to go looking around for it. All you have to do is click on the play button on the latest podcast over on the right. It's always available right on the right-hand side with an iTunes button on it. So all of those things are available on our website. We're constantly upgrading our website, trying to make it more and more user-friendly. And your ideas, your comments are appreciated. So if you go to smarttech.tv, you click on the episode that you want to listen to, there's also a place that you can leave comments. It's the easiest place to leave comments. You can leave them there, we'll read them, and we'll incorporate them into the show. You can also leave them on our Facebook page if you'd like. I sync our Facebook comments with our website comments, so either place is fine. Just go to our website to find any of this. One more time, if you haven't heard it enough, www.smarttech.tv. So why don't you go back and give Meerkat a try? Like I said, it's free. It's kind of fun. It's a way to share your events with your friends and family. Just remember, it is not private. When you put it out there, other people can tune in. But the probability is that, you know, with so many streams going on, people who are going to tune in are ones who are directly linked through your Twitter account. But just know that there are times where you might not want to broadcast things live on the internet. So use it with caution, but try it out. And then let me know what you think. So until next time, this is your Meerkat loving host, Chuck Minear, hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about meerkats and about tech.